Holding Mamash Kamat at the end of a long year, and there are many things I want to talk about. Beis Hashem, we should have time to cover it all. The first thing I want to bring up is a tremendous Shevach Vahidah that we all have to have to the Ribbono Shel Olam for our accomplishments that we had, everyone on their Madrega throughout the year. I want to begin the Mori Dika Diuk that I heard from B'Shem Rav Shach. Rav Shach made a Diuk that when you come into Beis Medrash in the morning, there's a Hirotzon, a Tefillah that we say, it's brought down in the Gemara Brachas. Hirotzon Milfonecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Lekeinu Shelo Yera Dvar Takola Al Yodi. I shouldn't have any takala, a kashel. I shouldn't stumble with dvar halacha. Shouldn't make a mistake of saying the wrong halacha. All these different detailed tefillas in this yiratzen, davening that I should be successful. This is the tefillah that we say when we come in. The Gemara brings down that when you leave the Beis Medrash at night, you're supposed to say, "Amoida ani lefanecha." You're supposed to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, "Shesamti chelkim yoish Beis Medrash," that Yitaka zoicha to sit in Beis Medrash, "V'loi samti chelkim yoish v'kronos," and you're not sitting there in the street corners. That's not what you do. "Shani mashkim v'hei mashkimim," "Ani mashkim divei teiro," "V'hei mashkim dvarim b'teilim." I'm getting up for something good, and they're getting up for Dvar B'Talim. Ani Amo V'Hema Melim. I'm Amo M'Kabel Schar, and they toil, and they ain't M'Kabel Schar. The whole Nusach has brought down. Frek of Shach, I don't understand. Why don't we thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on the things that we daven for? We asked the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the Tefillah when we came in, Yehi Ratzon, Shlo Yered Dvar Takala, V'lo Yikoshel, V'lo Yomel Tamei Torah, and all that. So our Moida Ani L'Fanecha should correspond to that in thanking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and all those details of what we daven for. I think we can answer this question with a maisa that I once heard with our Baruch Ber. There was once a Yid that was darshaning in a Beis Medrash in Europe, and he was saying over Ezehu Osher Hasameach Bechalka, the Mishnah Ovis. Who's considered rich? Someone who's happy with his shear. And he started explaining this Yid that was darshaning. What does it mean, Sameach Bechalka? Whatever parnasa Hashem gives you, whatever type of vehicle you're driving, all the type of level of food that you have, your house, your housing and all that, be happy with your shear. And the darshan said, however, when it comes to ruchnius, on the other hand, you should never be satisfied. You always have to want more, you shouldn't be satisfied. This is how the darshan explained this Mishnah Avos. So Baruch Ben was sitting there, and Rav Baruch Ben, I don't know, in the middle of the drasha, after the drasha, he argued. He said, "That's not true. I don't understand how you're learning up. Ezeu Oshir Hasameach Bechelkoi. You're learning up to mean your chelik means whatever chelik you have in your gashmius of this world, be satisfied with. The translation of chelik is being used for gashmius. Fakar Baruch Ben, all over we find fakert ki chelik Hashem Amoi." There's one pasuk, call you strongly some chelik loyim haba, say chelkenu b'say rasecha. Chelik in Chazal and psukim are always used in regard to ruchnius. A person doesn't have a chelik in gashmius. It's the wrong terminology in the time of the Mishnah there. Doesn't make sense that the time meant Sameach Bechelkoi means a chelik of Gashmias. It doesn't exist. Chelik always is referred to the Ruchnias. So I don't understand how you're learning. So the Yid responded to Rabbi Baruch Ber, so what are you telling me then? Ezeu Osher Sameach Bechelkoi, you should be happy with your chelik in Ruchnias. Let's say you learn, one day you only get a little time to learn, you learn 10 lines of Gemara, you should be happy with your 10 lines? What are you telling me? I thought you have to have a she'ifa, an unlimited she'ifa of a godless. I should be satisfied for the little bit that I did? So Baruch Ber responded, there's two reflections that a person has to have. In a chanami, in regard to the amount you actually learned, the quantity, that you have to have she'ifas to always want more, and that the Mishnah is not referring to, the chelik of ruchnius, of the quantity of what you've done. You have to always be shayif for more and don't ever be satisfied. That's for sure not. That your part you're right about. However, says Rav Baruch Ber, there's another reflection in the ruchniistic world that the Mishnah is talking about. Ezehu Oshir Hasameach Bechelkoi means reflecting in what you did accomplish. Which means in the amount you have to always want more. But to appreciate what you actually did do, to really feel great and satisfied that I did so well, that's something people are missing. Zuckerberg, the Mishnah is teaching you. You want to be an usher, sameach, and happy in life, be sameach bechelkoi, to recognize what you did do, what you did accomplish, even if it's only 10 lines, but what did 10 lines do for you? The connection that you got from it, the kirbas alikim, the amils that you did put in for that little bit, whatever you did invest, be happy for what the investment does for you. And that's the reflection you have to have, said Rav Baruch Ber, when it comes to ruchnius. And that's what the Mishnah means, Bechelkoi. So the Chayra, this is a Mayridika opening. This opens, gives light to this tefillah that we were asking about in the Gemara and Brachas. Even if our tefillah, when we come in, is so detailed, and we're begging the Rabbi Shalom, Shlo Yikoshel, Shlo Yered Vatakala, and all the mistakes we don't want to have. But Mitzad Sheni, when we leave the Beis Medrash, we have one thank you to the Rabbi Shalom. Moide Ani Lefanecha, simply, Shesamti Chelki Beis HaMedrash. It's not about how much I was successful and I didn't stumble. It's not about how many mistakes I did make or didn't make. The thanks to the Rabbi Shalom is, Baruch Hashem, I was able to sit in the yeshiva and learn. I was in a Beis Medrash and I steiged. And that's why this Yisrael of Baruch Ber, of being Sameach Bechelkoi. So this is a Meridika point that we have to all think about. When we end a year, everybody on their level, everybody has ups and downs. But the bottom line is, you have to reflect on what you did accomplish. The Moida Anil Fanecha, of being something based on medrash and accomplishing. Everybody has their accomplishments, and you have to be sameach v'chelkoi. It's a chiyuv that Mishnah is telling you in Avos, says Rav Baruch Ber, to really appreciate and be happy for what you did accomplish. There's one area I want to mention in regard to Hatzlacha, that I definitely noticed by everybody on their level, but the bottom line is, every bacher here really steiged in this area. And it's kedai just to mention, it's brought down in the Seyde Hayoyim, the Sefer Seyde Hayoyim, when he talks about the Derech HaLimud, he explains to you how you're supposed to learn. Over the year, I definitely saw the bacherim, when they're growing and steiging, in how to learn, everybody's madrega really went up. What he explains over here is like this. He says, V'yaschil b'limudoy, b'nachas. Person should begin, every time he's sitting down, to learn, slowly, la'at, mila b'mila, word for word, Kdei shlo yita mederech hayosher, you should never turn away from the real pshat of what the sugya is teaching you. Yuchel l'chaven al emes, you should to come out with the truth. Ki loy nimtza hatoyz, mistakes only are found. B'shvil shein medakdek v'koyer b'merutzi, you're reading quickly. Ve'en ha-shekeya b'iluna, you're not putting yourself in to the iyun. Aval hamamik, someone who's maimik and goes into it with concentration. Masik kavona se'inyin, u'magia latachlis. He gets the real intention of what the Gemara, what the Rishonim, what the Achronim are saying, and you reach the goal. I raise a doimet like someone who's soichet eshkol shanavi, you're squeezing grapes. He says, when you squeeze the grapes, ikron, v'tamtsusam, nishar adayim b'soicham. The first stuff that comes out is not the real essence of the grape, that's the good stuff. It's after you squeeze it, then what's left over, that's where you actually get the real geshmak of what's in the grape. And therefore he says the same thing comes with learning. In learning also, it's not just the surface, but it's being medayek and being ma'ayin. He has a whole arichas, ayin sham, if you have time to look at it, it's kedai and sefer seyde ayoyim. Very beautiful words, I just don't want to spend too much time on this. But the point being, is mamash this nekuda, how every bachar, it's amazing from the beginning of the year till now, how bachar are medayek a Rashi, or medayek even a Gemara, and Rishonim and Achronim, everybody's madrega really went up in this Indian. And it's takam moridik and beiz Hashem, it's going to continue to grow. So this is just one area that we have to also realize, that Baruch Hashem, we've all been steiging, and it's all part of the Haidah that we have to give the Rabbeinu Shlomo at the end of a Baruch Hashem, a successful year. A second point that I want to go into, we're entering a Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim, the Pasuk says, Sur Meiro V'Asei Toiv. There's two parts always. The Pasuk says, there's an inyan of Sur Meira, to remove yourself from bad, and is Asei Toiv of doing good. First thing I want to talk about is the Sur Meira. Rikiv Eger is Medayik Apostok, a Moyudik Apostok, that really defines what we're about to enter. The Pasuk in Baal Yischa, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk says, Ha'ish Ashehu Tohor, Ubederech Loi Hoya, and the Pasuk describes the halacha that's discussing over there of bringing the carbon. Rikiv Eger wants Medayik this Pasuk that it's in regard to us right now leaving yeshiva. He says, Ha'odom, usually when he's yoshev bebeisoy, or he's in his yeshiva in a beis medrash, it's very easy, he's mekayim kol ha-mitzvos karoi, he can do everything properly, his whole madrega could stay on the madrega that he wants. Aval kashayotze l'derech, once you leave where you're at, whether it's your house, your yeshiva, whatever it is, you're out there in the world, and you're not in your place where you always are, shuv eina mekaya mitzvahs kitikunam, you start cutting short on the mitzvahs that you're supposed to be doing, and ma'oyit tzorech lizorech, to be very careful, ki yarchik neduda v'yotza l'chutz, l'bal yipol bereshes ha-yetza, don't fall into the trap of the yetza hara, and it gets you light in all the things that you're keeping. V'zeh merumas b'posik, that's what this posik is saying. Ha'ish ashehu tor u'b'derech lo'yhaya. The yid that's tor because he wasn't yet on the derech. B'derech lo'yhaya, he didn't hit the road. But the moment he's b'derech, he ends up going on the derech, he gets out of yeshiva, gets out of his regular resting place, that's where he faces the risk of what's out there in the world. And it's very hard to keep the tahar, and it's hard to keep the madrega that he's been on in Ruchnius. So this is a gevaldic introduction to what we have to talk about in the Sur Meira. You know, it's the worst Bein Hazmanim to go into. Sukkot time, you have a yontif. Pesach time, you have a yontif. A yontif, somehow, it divides up the whole free time, and the yontif itself can keep you strong. It's a whole different thing when you have a Sukkot Bein Hazmanim or a Pesach Bein Hazmanim. You go into a Bein Hazmanim of the summer, and there's nothing there to hold on to you. And it's taka a dangerous time. It's taka sakana. It's a real sakana. many of us, even if we're going to be in a camp and you're going to be with a lot of other bachurim, is a common mistake that people make. People think, well, he's a yeshiva bachur also. So if he's a yeshiva bachur and he's doing that, I could do it also. And the criteria of what's okay for me or not okay, I don't make those personal cheshbonos because he's a yeshiva bachur and he's doing it. I'm with yeshiva guys. And you don't realize in the hundreds of yeshivas that exist, there's so many different levels of yeshiva bachur. And you could be losing your whole madrega by doing what that guy does, even though he's also a yeshiva bachur. But it's a whole different type of yeshiva bachur. And the metzius is, sometimes we get so blinded, well, if it's okay for him, it's okay for me. And it might not be true. And all of a sudden become a big maimon, and I could trust, and listen, if he's doing it, it's fine. All of a sudden that's where amuna kicks in, it's falsha amuna. The person has to know that just because you see someone else doing something, whether he's the way he's spending time, what he's doing, where he's going, what he's saying, what he's listening to, all the cheshbonos, don't judge it because he's a yeshiva bachur and it's all fine for yourself. That's not the heksher on this thing. And it's a mistake that bachur make. You know, we found that in this past week's parasha by Pinchas, it says in the pasuk, "Vayikum mitoicha eda," and he went ahead and killed them. So Rabbi Chatzkel's medayik, what does it mean mitoicha eda? Why are we talking about Pinchas getting up mitoicha eda and going ahead and killing the people that are doing the aveira? Says Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein beautifully, this was the godless of Pinchas. Mitoicha eda, even though Klal Yisrael was not doing anything about it, he didn't care. He knew what's right. He got up at Teicha Eda and did what's right. So when you're going to be out there over the summer, even if you're in a camp with other Bachrim, if you're not with other Bachrim, then for sure you're going who knows where and there's not even Bachrim there. So then for sure you know you have to watch out. But even with the other Bachrim, you have to know that sometimes you got to be Vayakumu with Teicha Eda and do what's right and don't be mushpa just because no one else is saying anything. It's fine. Lav dafka. Person has to know, make cheshbon, is that for my madrega of who I am? Or is it fall into the category of sur meira, keep away? I told you 100 times already how many bachrim, meir, right? How many bachrim lost all their fruchnias from one bein azmanim. One bein azmanim could kill a bachrim. Literally one bein azmanim. I know bachrim, I've told you stories already. We spoke about it enough this year. The bottom line is, we all have to know that you have to have a rock solid bein hazmanim, because you could kill your whole ruchnias and your whole future l'dayrei dayris from one bein hazmanim. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, and it's very important for us in our time. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote this, it's from the Rishonim, before technology, before anything. And this is what one of the Rishonim wrote already. It's in Shar Shlishi Oizayin. He says, Yodoya teida ki yiras Hashem yisoid ha-mitzvahs. Having fear, yiras Hashem, is the foundation for all your mitzvahs. Ubezeh yirtza Hashem es bruv. This is how Hashem is pleased with the yid. Roitza Hashem es yireyev, it says. Hashem is pleased with you based on your yiras Shemayim. V'takonos chachom v'gidreyem, all the takonos the Chazal make, and the Gedorim, the fences that they make, the limitations, the restrictions, even though the thing that they're restricting is not be'etzem osur, they're restricting you because they don't want you to get to that Issa Daraisa. It's a Yesoid L'derech HaYira. That's the foundation how you're ever going to have Yira Shemayim. Ki Yaseh Godeh V'Harchoko, you make yourself a fence and a restriction, because pentiga yab adab issa tari, maybe you might touch a issa. The hamar belizor, the more you put up a fence, yagiel aschar gold, you're going to have a tremendous reward just for the fence that you put up and the restriction you make. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah writes. In today's generation, 2025, more than ever, well, we all know with the click of one finger, you could get across the entire world. You can open up mamish such garbage and tumma and schmutz. We have to know that we have to make ourselves these gedorim that Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about. These type of gedorim, these type of harchokas that he calls it. Pentiga yad odom b'isa Torah. You have to make yourself gedorim. Don't feel free to just touch any computer or any other device without having gedorim, because who knows what you're going to fall into. You can't trust yourself. Your Yirah Shamayim is not enough just to trust yourself. And you need a lot of shmira. And the more gedorim you place in yourself, the more rewarded you are just for having the gedorim in the first place. Hazai Zok Rabbeinu Yonah from the Rishonim. Another area of Sur Meira is also how we dress. We don't realize the way we dress, definitely when you come into a davening for sure, it's going to go ahead and determine how you're going to act. When you dress properly, you act differently. Lahavdil, a police officer, when he's in his uniform, he somewhat acts disciplined and all correct because he's representing the community, he's an officer and all that. The minute he puts on his jeans and he has his off-day clothes, he's a different person. He's the same shaggy like anybody else out there who might even take drugs. The point being is the way you dress is going to go ahead and reflect how you're going to act. It's a famous chinuch in Parshas Bo, in Mitzvah Tez Zayin, Moedik words from the Rishonim. The chinuch writes, Al tachshoy b'ni, my dear son, don't think, litvois al dvori v'loima, to be, grab onto my words and say, Loma yitzava yisano Hashem yisbarach lasis kol eila. Why is the Rishon commanding us all this in the midst of that he's talking about? So many times Hashem commands us, haloi b'zichrein echad, if I would just have one zeicha for it, that should be enough for me. Da yishino kiloi mechachma, tispeseini alzeh. It's not an intellectual question you're asking me. Umachsheves hanoyar, it's your young thoughts of a young boy, yasichel adabake, is making you think and ask such a question like that. But really, if you had any level of intellect, you'd understand why. And he explains, the atabani now, my son, in bina shema zois, listen to me. Hatei ozlecho shema, listen very carefully to what I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you a foundation that's going to help you forever in your Torah and your mitzvahs. And what is that? The famous words of the chinuch. Da, you should know, ki odom nifol kefi puloisa. A person acts according to what he's doing. The way what you're doing, that's the way you're going to act. Liboy v'chol machshavoisav tomid achar maisav. Your heart and your thoughts are after your things that you do. Based on what you're doing, how you're doing it, how you're dressed, all these things are going to determine the results, the outcome of what you're doing. When you dress properly, you daven differently by the tefillah. If you dress more properly, you're going to act better wherever you're going, whatever you're doing out there. And the more you dress like a goy, and the more you dress like however we dress over the Sama Ben Azmanim, the more you're going to act according to your clothes. That's the Metzias. And in Melo, this is a very big insight to know. Definitely for our davenings, for sure. If you want to have a proper davening, your shachris, your mincha, your mayir, bachno, before the Rabbanu Shalom, to really ask for hatzloch and everything, you have to be dressed properly for a davening. And even without davening, a person has to know different times of the day of how to dress. There's a famous story of Kamal Krohn, used to always say this over. There was once in Eishat Torah in Eretz Yisrael, a 57-year-old man came in to become a Baal Tshuva. He was a successful dentist. So one day someone asked him, I don't understand, you're 57 years old, you're a successful dentist making lots and lots of money, and now you're coming in to sit here full time, like what in the world's going on with you? What happened? So he said, I woke up one morning and I realized, why am I a dentist? Because when I was 16 years old, I decided to go to school and become a dentist. What I realized at that moment was, I'm living my entire life based on a decision that a teenager made. How could a 16-year-old kid decide my future? This is what he said. Today he's a different person. He's an intellectual. And his whole life he has to live based on the 16-year-old decision, the teenage decision. Maridika Maisa, true story in Eshet Torah. But we have to realize the same thing for us. When we're talking about Sur Meira and keeping away from things that we shouldn't be doing, lav dafka you could trust your teenage brain. Sometimes you have too many negias of wanting to do whatever you're going to do, and lav dafka it's the right thing. Maybe in the chi of Sur Meira you should keep away from that. And sometimes you got to be shoyel etza and ask somebody who's not in your situation, not just a teenage brain. And maybe taka, you'll find out that's better not to. I should end this point with one Mayridika Vort that I heard, B'Shem Rav David Goldberger, tells the Rosh Hashiva. He said this over at a Torah Masorah convention. By Yosef HaTzadik, we all know what happened in the story with Eishes Petifar. And Chazal tell us he was mamash ready to go do an Aveira. He mamash fell to the point that he was ready to go do an Aveira. And at the last moment, he saw Dmus Diuknoi Shalaviv, the vision of his father there that told him he's going to lose all his ruchnias if he does his Aveira, and that's what stopped him. This is what Chazal tells us. Frekta tells the Rosh Hashiva, I don't understand. The Rebbeinu Shel gives everybody Bechira. As if here in the story, the Rebbeinu Shel took away his Bechira and he put the vision of Yaakov Avinu by him and stopped him. That's how it works in life. Everybody has Bechira. And here the Rebbeinu Shel robbed him of his Bechira. What's going on? Avodas Hashem is not like that. We have to earn our Olam Haba. This hard test at times. So what does it mean over here? Was the Dmus Yukdei Shel Avav appear to stop him? Zokta tells the Rosh Hashiva, you're misunderstanding that Chazal. That's not what Chazal is saying. And Chazal is teaching us a Yisoy that applies to every one of us. He says, it's a Rambam in Marina Vuchim that says, the difference between an Adam and a Behema is the Koyach of Dimyon. Our mind. The fact that we can visualize and imagine things and see things. A person that's successful, like I told you 100 times this year, ma bein tzaddik l'rasha. What's the whole difference why one person turns out a tzaddik and one person turns out a rasha, even though they come from the same home and same yeshiva? And the answer is the koyach hatzir, the ability to visualize. A yid that lives with dimya, with a visualization, he's able to visualize what it means, olam haba. What he can visualize, what it means, matan Torah, and all the other things that we have in our life as highlights. A person that has the kayach hatzir, the kayach of dimya to visualize all the great things of ruchnius, those are the successful people. Zokta tells the Rosh Hashiva, that's what happened here. At the last moment, dmus diuknei sha'ava means it was his own doing of his own dmus. He had his own moment of dimya and of his father being there and realizing, I'm going to lose my whole chelik of being a shevet if I do this aveira. And that's Pashup Shad in the Chazal, how Yosef saved himself. Says Rav David Goldberg, tells the Rosh Hashiva, this is our job. When we're talking about Bein HaZmanim, of Sur Meira, we have to use our own Kayach HaDimyon of being imagining. When we're about to do something maybe we shouldn't be doing, use your Kayach HaTzir, your Kayach HaDimyon. If you can't visualize the Rabbeinu Shloim watching, visualize your Rebbe watching, or your parents watching, or who knows who else, just to realize, I can't do this. I think no one knows, but it's not true. And that's the dimin you have to make for yourself, to save yourself, in a Bein HaZmanim from the Sur Meira. Asei Toiv is the third thing I want to talk about. Bein HaZmanim, you have to make sure you have the Asei Toiv. I would venture to say, I don't know, I didn't follow up, no surveys or studies on this, but All the examples of Bachrim that I know that are off the derech today, because of one Bein Hazmanim, I would venture to say they didn't have a daily Kfiyas Itam HaTorah. If they were learning every day with a daily Kfiyas Itam HaTorah, I have trouble believing that the outcome of where they ended up would have ever happened. That's what I would imagine. So we have to realize, Naaseh Toiv, we all have to make sure over Bein Hazmanim you have a Kfiyas Itam HaTorah. You know what it means to be Kfiyas Itam HaTorah? That means no excuses. Don't let a day go by. Have a Kfiyas and keep to it. Don't give excuses and let a day slip by. And even if it's the change of schedule, all that, and camps are short to the gear sometimes, make sure you make it up before you go to sleep that night. Don't let a day go by. There's a Moira D'Kashtikl brought down in Sefer Binyan Olam. They bring it down from the Yosef Oimitz, a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He writes, Zuchor es b'yrecho b'mei b'chur esecho, a pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech in Kehelas. Remember your Creator in the days when you're still a young bachar. Before it gets to later age and later days. HaMelech HaChocho Mikol Adam. The smartest individual, Shlomo HaMelech, Hoyer Bozet Das, is teaching us. Lehovin Hapach Yokush Vamitsuda Apruso Shalayetzahara. He's teaching us to understand the trap that the Yetzahara puts in front of every person. First, the Yetzahara puts up a trap. It's almost like a spider web. No one ever got stuck in a spider web. That's the beginning step of the Yetzahara. It's just a spider web. You can knock it down. It's not a rough string. The Ein Hergish, you don't even realize, by Mimusoy, his trickery. And then, as he gets you stuck a little bit, Hoyluchumus Abeg, it's thicker and thicker. Kavoisus HaGol, it's like the ropes of a wagon. This is a gewaldike musa to young bachrim that they spend a whole year, Baruch Hashem, b'tzel Torah means they're in a yeshiva learning Torah. But then what happens? When it comes to summertime and you leave yeshiva, person slacks off. And somehow Yetzahara Masiyan, Yetzahara convinces you, Mabekach, doesn't matter. It's Bein Hazmanim, it's time to unwind. It's okay, when you come back the next month, you'll start learning again. Itos HaMenucha, it's time for relaxation. Nachlich Koyach, you have to refresh yourself, Lachs Lemudeinu, and you let go of Torah entirely, Chas V'Shalom. Says the Talmud Rabbi Akiva Eiger, woe is to someone who has such a thought. Lo yered b'nei imachem, never go down that road with them. Because eishu aravad en teichel, it's a fire that's going to burn you up until total destruction. And he goes on, behold arichos, you can look there if you want, and say the binyan oilam, a perek dalad, where he brings it down, that he emphasizes the point that a person has to have a kfiyas itam haTorah, because if you don't have Torah, which Torah is the thing that holds us strong to our Yiddishkeit, a person can mamash be lost entirely. And in Melo, before you go into Bein Hazmanim, I told you this in the past, but it's important now again, decide already before you leave yeshiva what you're learning this Bein Hazmanim, and when you're going to be learning, and who you're going to be learning with, and we're have all the details mapped out. If you map out all the details, hopefully, Ula Yirachim, you'll keep your Kviyas Itam. But if you wait to Bein Hazmanim, then you can start thinking about what I should learn, and when, and where, and somehow, it might never happen, Chas V'Shalom. The fourth thing I want to talk about, now we're holding after Bein Hazmanim already. You come back to yeshiva wherever you go, whether it's here or there or anywhere, and you're becoming an older bachur. You're now a second year bachur, which carries a whole new level of maturity officially. that a person is supposed to be a role model for younger bachurim, whoever base marriage you're going to be in. You're a role model, you have responsibility. You have to be a good example. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be mashpia. And it's your decision to decide if you want to be mashpia l'toyv, or chas v'sholem, you can be a bashpo l'ro. The Chazon Ish writes in one of his letters, Chelek Beis Simen Samach Zayin, a very important yesoid. He says, Giroyin kolshu shenichnas chas v'sholem b'tzivyoyne shel yeshiva, olu laharis kol yesoid kigal shel agoizim. You have a pile of walnuts. My days, walnuts was a big thing, Pesach time. They didn't have all the other products they used to have. So walnuts was something we always had, and that's what we used to, Pesach, we used to eat walnuts. So you make a big pile, because people used to play with walnuts also. You make a whole pile of walnuts. You take out one from the bottom, and the whole thing starts rolling away. That's the Metzius. It's a buildup that they all store each other in the walnuts, and the moment you take one out, the whole thing rolls. Says the Chazon Ish as an example, one little detraction of a geroyin that a person, a bachur in a yeshiva, brings in to the whole maimed of a yeshiva could destroy the entire foundation of the yeshiva. The chol chelik mekayimus abinyan, everyone that makes sure that doesn't happen, is part of keeping the binyan of the yeshiva. Hakiyam aruchni and the kiyam agashmi, and the achzokas haruach, the whole spirit of the yeshiva. You bachurim don't know enough and understand enough how much your spirit and your ruach of your nature of how you go ahead and present yourself affects the whole binyan of the yeshiva. One little sarcasm, one little negativity could destroy a whole binyan of yeshiva. That's the metzias. You know, a Rebbe came over to me last week here in yeshiva, and he told me, you know, this bacha is going to a different yeshiva next month, but what says he's not going to destroy the entire yeshiva that he's going to? This is what a Rebbe asked me. Not the yeshiva, a Rebbe here in yeshiva. What says he's not going to destroy the entire yeshiva where he's going? And we had a whole conversation about it. The point being, you have to realize, people that have negative attitudes, it's not just where they find themselves right now. It's a whole ruach of being a negative person. I want to give you a good example. An alumni last week, it was when we had to get together. Last week, an alumni told me, a Murray de Kamaisi, he said he was in BMG. This story just happened the last week or two. Many times there's like visitors, I don't know how to call it. There was a group that came, college students that came, either it was from Mexico or Argentina, I don't know where they came from. They came to see, you know, Torah in America, whatever it was. And one of the places they're stopping is they came to visit BMG. So the largest base measure of BMG is Beis Yitzchak. So they wanted to come see Beis Yitzchak, people sitting and learning. Mamash, all they're doing is studying the Torah all day. So they came to see it. So they went up to the Ezros Noshim, because that's where you could look out from the window and see this huge base measure. So the guy who told me the story, in the way Beis Yitzchak's Ezros Noshim works, is that there's a bunch of partitions, different sections. So he was in the next door section with a very thin partition, and he could hear everything. So he heard it firsthand. So you have all these college guys, Bali Chu, if you want to call them, that come in to check out what's going on. And they're all looking over the window to see. Now Beis Yitzchak has approximately probably 950 seats in the base medrash. A huge base medrash. Can you imagine 950 guys sitting and learning, roaring in Torah? He hears one guy say to the next, "Look, I see him sleeping! Where? Is someone sleeping? Where? Show me." And they start describing, count five lines up and five from that row, and they start describing where the guy sleeping is. And then for the next few minutes, they're all busy and they found one guy sleeping. This is a negative attitude and a negative nature that a person has. Instead of seeing the 949 guys learning, 949 guys plugging in Torah, by Melus Yigia Rabba, is a guy who spots someone sleeping and he makes a big deal out of it. That's unfortunately a nature that many people have. And this is a nature you have to uproot. For the rest of your life, you don't realize every step of your life, there's always something to find that's negative in any matzav you're in. Your shalom bias with your wife, your shul that you attend, your community that you're part of, your job that you're going to have. There's never a step in life that you won't find that one guy sleeping in the 949 people. And it's an attitude and a nature that you have to change. The Rebbeinu Shloim doesn't like such a nature. The Rebbeinu Shloim wants people that are optimistic, positive people, optimistic people, always seeing the positive light. If your nature is not like that, you have toxic thoughts, and it can be very detrimental to your health. Health, the Gashmi, and health, the Ruchni. There's a Mori Dikamaisa. The Panavish Shiva, as much as he was known Taka, Grace Talmud Chacham, Emes HaGadol B'Yisrael and a Tzaddik, he was also known for being very successful in raising funds for Panavish Yeshiva. He had a way of speaking that was really able to go ahead and bring out big money, and he raised lots and lots of money. He once came in from Eretz Yisrael to America, and he went to Chicago to raise money. And he was in a base medrash near a shul, giving a grosa drosha to raise money, tell him the importance of Talmud Torah, supporting Torah. During his speech, a mishuluch from the Vardik Yeshiva came in and sat down in the back. This guy walked in, this mishuluch, and he noticed the Panavish Yeshiva darshaning, and he realized, okay, I can't compete with the Panavish Yeshiva. I'm not going to be making any money here for the Vardik Yeshiva today, obviously, because it's a no-win situation. Okay, even if I make any money, at least I'll sit down and hear a nice drasha. And he said that he sat down in the back. Panavish Yeshiva finished his drasha, telling them the importance of Talmud Torah. And at the end of the drasha, he says, now that you all appreciate the importance of supporting Limud HaTorah, there's a mishuluch over there in the back from Eretz Yisrael that comes from a very prestigious yeshiva over there in Eretz Yisrael. I'm asking all of you that all the money that you wanted to give me, give to him, to his yeshiva. So, after such an inspiring drasha, and they were all taking out the checkbooks to write big checks, the ma'aseh, part of the yeshiva said, all to give it to him. So they takakachava, they all gave it to that mashalach. You could imagine that yid for the Vardik Yeshiva made more money than he ever made with the Panavish Yeshiva's drasha for him. Never made such money. When everything was over, he went over to the Panavish Yeshiva and he said, I don't understand. I almost don't understand. You're trying to raise money for your yeshiva, that's what you're here in America for. You didn't fly from Eretz Yisrael to go ahead and make an appeal for my yeshiva. So I don't understand. What'd you do? Like, why'd you do that? So the Panavish Yeshiva looked at him and he said to him, I didn't come to America to collect money for Panavish Rosh Yeshiva, for Panavish Yeshiva. I came to America to collect money for Limud of the Rabbeinu Shlom's Torah. I'm not in competition, my yeshiva, to another yeshiva. It's all the Rabbeinu Shlom's yeshiva where God's Klal Yisrael is sitting, learning the Rabbeinu Shlom's Torah. To the Rabbeinu Shlom, doesn't matter if he's in that yeshiva or that yeshiva. We're all on the same team, said the Panavish Yeshiva. And Mela, I saw you walk in. I know your place needs money, so it's all the same. This is what the Panavish Yeshiva said. We have to realize it's important you say to know we're all on the same team working for the Rabbeinu Shloim, doing his ratzon of learning the Rabbeinu Shloim's Torah. Doesn't matter where you are, where you're going to be, It's all the same team with all one focus. And it's very important to realize that we're all in it together and to all have the right mindset and ruach of being in it together for Bari Olam. Just want to end off. The Olam that Be'ez Hashem is moving on to the Reshiva Shir should realize, I've seen this over the years, it's not pshat, the Reshiva Shir is hard. You have to work hard to get it. Which means, very simply, he raises the bar on you in challenging you and understanding Rishonim and Achrayim and all that. And the Mela, it takes more effort. It's not on a silver platter like you were zeichet to this year. And you got to put in a lot more effort. You got to work hard. But I saw all the years, the Bachram, when they go into the Shir, they're all getting it in the beginning because they're all working hard. If you let go of your guard, that's when you start falling. You have to keep working hard and you're going to steig madregas. And there's so much to steig. I've seen Bachrim who were successful in Yeshiva Shir that became top Bachrim in Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. The mamash that we heard from them, what a choshev Bachrim they are, pasha from the chinuch that they got over here. It's real metzias. You walk out really choshev if you really still too properly. And the shaykhs that you zeichet to get with the reshiva, let me tell you something. A Meir Stern had much more stults than any reshiva right here. And we all had a great shaykhs, whoever wanted to have a shaykhs. I had a great relationship with them. I ran after them and got a great shaykhs. Anybody who wants to get a great shaykhs gets a great shaykhs. The stults is not an issue. And the Meir, we should all realize, there's so much to look forward to, the Be'ezer Hashem, to move up in the Madregas of Shir and to move up to Reshiva Shir and get a Galatik of Shaykhus, a Reshiva for life. Olam Shetaka be very Matzliach, Be'ez Hashem, becoming Ben Hazmanim, to Taka grow and keep in touch, grow Mechayel Ochayel.